Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Poynter, the School for Journalism.
This is Roy Peter Clark, the author of the book Writing Tools, 50 Essential Strategies for Every Writer. And this is the podcast version of tool number 41, Turn Procrastination into Rehearsal. Plan and write it first in your head. Almost all writers procrastinate, so there's a good chance that you do too. Even among professionals, delay takes many forms. The film reviewer checks her email messages for the 9th time. The novelist makes yet another trip to Starbucks, his 4th tall vanilla latte of the day. The famous scholar stares into space, so don't feel down if you find it hard to get started on that business report or that college assignment. The word procrastinate derives from the Latin word cras, meaning tomorrow. Never write today what you can put off until tomorrow. With that sentiment, writers experience procrastination as a vice, not a virtue. During the process of not writing, we doubt ourselves and sacrifice the creative time we could use to build a draft. What would happen if we viewed this period of delay not as something destructive, but as something constructive, even necessary? What if we found a new name for procrastination? What if we called it rehearsal? Now put yourself in the place of a reporter covering a breaking news story, say a fire at a construction site. This reporter has spent a half day at the scene, filling a notebook with details. She must now drive 20 minutes to the newsroom. There, the writer will have 1 hour before deadline, say. Adrenaline kicks in. No time to procrastinate. You must write today, not tomorrow. But her 20 minutes in the car are precious. Perhaps the reporter will turn off the radio and begin writing the story in her head. Some reporters can rehearse and remember several paragraphs. More likely, she may begin to imagine the three big parts of the story or a few key expressions, or a focusing theme, perhaps a tentative lead, such as high winds whipped a brush fire into an inferno Thursday, destroying most of a 3-block condo complex on the outskirts of Ybor City. In addition to rehearsal, consider these strategies for crushing procrastination. You might try just trusting your hands. Forget your brain for a while and let your fingers do the writing. I only had a vague sense of what I wanted to say in this chapter until my hands typed some of the sloppy copy first. You might adopt a daily routine. Fluent writers prefer mornings. Afternoon and evening writers or runners have the whole day to invent excuses not to write or run. The key is to write rather than wait. You should build in rewards. Any routine of work or non-work can be debilitating, so turn habits of delay into little rewards, a cup of coffee, a quick walk, your favorite song. You might try drafting sooner. Many writers use research to fill up available time. Thorough exploration is a key to a writer's success, but over-researching makes writing seem tougher. Write earlier in the process so you discover what information you need. You should discount nothing. Some days you will write many poor words. Other days you'll write a few good words. The poor words may be necessary to your necessary path to the good words. You should rewrite, because quality comes from revision, not from speed writing. Fluent writing gives you the time and the opportunity to turn your quick draft into something special. Please watch your language. Purge your vocabulary and your thoughts of negative words and self-talk like procrastination and writer's block and delay and this sucks. Turn your little quirks into something productive. Call it rehearsal or preparation or planning. Set the table. When work piles on my desk, I find it hard to stick to my fluent writing routine. This is when I take a day to throw things away, answer messages, and prepare the altar for the next day of writing. And you may also want to keep a day book. Story ideas, key phrases, a startling insight, these can be fleeting. A handy companion, like a notebook, laptop, or daybook, helps you preserve the stimuli and ingredients for new writing. There you have Tool number 41, the podcast version, turn procrastination into rehearsal, plan and write it first in your head. So please stop procrastinating and start rehearsing.